In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Description of Heaven, January 10th, 1944. I saw the Father clearly, although the features of his face were of immaterial light. Such was its beauty that I will not attempt to describe it, for it is beyond human capabilities. It seemed to me that he was on a throne. He presented himself seated with infinite majesty. I saw him with his Son. I saw his features, very bright, in its smallest details. His gaze expressed infinite love. I saw Jesus like a king. He was dressed in white. His clothing was luminous, very white, like Mary. It seemed made of light. He was beautiful, vigorous, imposing, perfect, resplendent. I clearly saw the sores on his hands, which shone like dazzling rubies, and the sore on his side, from which lightning flashed down to earth. The Father looks at the Son. The Son looks at his Mother. I see Saint Joseph. He has a look full of love. It is a good face, thoughtful without being melancholic, worthy. What an expression of kindness. Jesus shows it to me, saying, "Behold the protector of all the righteous." Next, I see my guardian angel. He is on his knees, turned toward Mary, whom he seems to venerate. He is dressed in white. His head is bowed, in an attitude of deep respect. I see the heavenly church, a triumphant church. Above are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Further down, as between two blue slopes, a blue not from this earth, they were gathered in a holy valley, the multitude of the blessed in Christ, the army of those marked with the seal of the Lamb. That crowd is light, a light that is song, a song that is adoration, an adoration that is beatitude. On the left was the crowd of confessors, and on the right, the crowd of the virgins. I did not see the martyrs, but the Holy Spirit made me understand that the martyrs were with the virgins, because martyrdom returns virginity to the soul, as if it had just been created. All confessors and virgins were dressed in white, the same bright white as the garments of Jesus and Mary. Light shines from the blue soil and blue slopes of the holy valley, as if they were made of shining sapphire. The garments, woven from diamonds, shine. Above all, spiritualized bodies and faces are light. Only the bodies of Jesus and Mary are flesh and spirit. Alive, throbbing, perfect, sensitive to touch and contact. They are two glorious bodies, but really flesh. The Eternal Father, the Holy Spirit, and my guardian angel are body-shaped light. All the blessed who make up the multitude of the heavens are white flames that are spiritualized bodies. All confessors look to the Holy Trinity. All the blessed seem to be the same age. They are young, perfect, of equal beauty. They are smaller copies of Jesus and Mary. I am not able to narrate the hallelujah of this crowd. It is a powerful hallelujah, and yet smooth as a caress. All withdraw and shine with even more vivacity to each hosanna of the crowd to their God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.